Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 344, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 6, Wheels of Destruction?
Yep.
Nice.
It aired March 18th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Isaac Florentine. Old iFlow's back.
I don't even remember him.
I don't know the last time he did an episode, but that is a name I recognize. And also, he's important enough that I can click on his name on Wikipedia.
That's crazy.
So I'm gonna. No. Guess what we're gonna do for a minute.
Oh, dang. Dive into that iFlow lore.
Okay, so career. No, filmography. This is what I want. Directing, Assassin's Bullet, Battleground, The Art of War, Bridge of Dragons.
That sounds awesome.
And that also, I can click on too.
Assassin's Bullet sounds pretty cool.
Yep. Desert Kickboxer, Farewell Terminator.
There's a lot happening very fast here.
Yep. Cold Harvest, and I think that one's French.
Farewell Kickboxer?
Farewell Terminator and Desert Kickboxer.
Desert Kickboxer. Wow. That's Trini's second evolution. She goes from Desert Yoga to Desert Kickboxer.
Here's another good one. The Life and Legend of Bob Wall. Followed up by, this is all just alphabetical, by the way. Followed up by Max Havoc, Curse of the Dragon.
Oh, God.
He also directed some episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Wow.
So, and WMAC Masters, this man's a legend.
the man himself, iFlow.
Isaac Florentine. I opened
Such
too many tabs.
Bridge of Dragons and Desert Kickboxer.
Hey, guess what? Bridge of Dragons stars some people. Dolph Lundgren, Kari Hariyuki Tagawa, Valerie Chow. I don't know who Gary Hudson is. This is bananas.
I know Dolph Lundgren. That's
You've seen Kari Hariyuki Tagawa. I keep saying Tozawa because I get caught up in thinking about Akira Tozawa. Tagawa. You've seen him in stuff. You just don't know.
I believe
if
that.
If I pointed him out, let's see if there's a picture. Oh yeah. You may remember him as Shang Tsung.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So that's that. We're going to track down some Isaac Florentine movies. We have a whole new genre of stuff we can do during...
I'm opening Amazon right now.
See if you can buy Bridge of Dragons. Did you ever get in...
I do have Extreme Heist.
Extreme Heist? Good.
It says Extreme Heist on the cover. The title Wicked Game or Wicked Games is not on the DVD. Also, it's definitely an old rental copy.
God, I cannot wait for this season to be over. Not because I am enjoying this season. Speaking of this season, if you're new here, sorry.
We click director names and then try to buy their movies.
Sometimes we get a little too deep into the paint, Power Rangers directors.
I will own Bridge of Dragons.
Okay.
That's gonna happen.
Good. I'm pretty excited about that.
If you tell me Shang Tsung is in a movie, I will buy it.
Oh, he's in a lot of movies.
Well, I have to clear a shelf.
we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Powers. We come back. We talk about it. That's surplus to us talking about Bridge of Dragons, though. You should follow along. You should follow along and do if you want on a Netflix or a DVD. Oh no.
Oh. You know, with the right punctuation, that sentence makes sense.
I feel like
you should / can follow along.
Yeah.
And do if you want.
Anyway, I'm pulling the ripcord on this. We're going to go watch, what was it called? Bridge of Dragons?
No, Wheels of Destruction.
Wheels of Dragons.
Which there definitely was a Wheel of Destruction in season one, right?
That was
Kimberly's spinning wheel.
Oh, no, that was...
I don't think it was an episode title, but I think that when it was flying around with sparklers was the Wheel of Destruction.
I will look that up after we watch the episode, which we're going to go do right now. Rescue ready!
Power Rangers, Lightspeed Rescue!
And we're back. And we just Googled a ton of Isaac Florentine movies.
Yep. We had Power Rangers on the background, but we weren't paying attention. So what we're going to do now is talk about Isaac Florentine and his films.
Yeah, so turns out he directed a movie in 2012 called... Oh, I just had it pulled up. What is it? Assassin's Bullet, starring Christian Slater and Donald Sutherland. As recently as 2012, this man is working. Good for him. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So say JakeandJosh.com/MorphinGrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, Podbean, Podbaby. We're not on TuneIn yet. That's a real one that we should get on.
Oh, do we have to apply for that one?
I think you just need to submit your feed to that one. I don't think anyone has yet, but if you do, and there might be another process, but if you do, people can be like, Alexa, play the Morphin Grid, and then it will.
Oh, yeah, we should get on that one.
So we should do that. And sorry if I just accidentally ordered something that sounds like the Morphin Grid if you have an Alexa. Alexa, disregard that last one. That was from Jake. Doesn't count.
Oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forget him. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as $1 a month. You can support the show and you get some neat stuff in return, like Tattoo Teen Jellyfish from Beverly Hills episodes and occasionally other bonus episodes. There might be some bonus content of us talking about Isaac Florentine movies that just goes up on that. It's not going to be long, maybe 5 minutes. It'll be longer than it should have been, for sure. But here we are. So, it's Friday, so we don't have to do anything extra. We don't have to. We actually literally just got a patron like a second ago. So if this is a Monday episode, that would be hot and fresh out the kitchen, but it's not.
It's gonna be like a little stale.
It'll be warm. It'll still be warm, but it won't be, you know, immediate. So we're just gonna jump right in. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
We start off on Dr. Fairweather. She's back.
Thank goodness.
It's been three episodes since the last time we saw her. Because episode six, we started episode two.
She's in episode two, and then she was just gone for the last three.
Which bites. But hey, guess what? Don't worry. She's back. So is Joel, though.
Yeah. And is gross
and
Joel.
And immediately he comes in trying to flirt with her. Trying to be like, hey, so if you're not busy.
It's not even like fun flirting. It's like.
It's asking someone out while they're at their job.
Yeah. It's gross.
Which sucks.
Don't do that.
Yeah, the McElroys have gotten a question about this like a dozen times to the point where like they just like they stopped answering it. And it is, if they cannot leave, you can't ask them out. So like if they're at their job, you can't do that.
That should be a law that you can go to jail for.
It should be a criminal crime that if you do that to someone that you have to go to jail.
I had at Target an old lady not ask me out, but
as I say.
But ask me, like, to, she's like, I will pay you if you will come and show me how to work computers. And I was like, ma'am, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
And I you are a very sweet old lady, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
and
no.
And it was, like, the hardest thing for me to say, no, I'm sorry.
Ugh,
so I cannot imagine being cornered by someone.
Trying to
get up on this.
To her credit. To Dr. Fairweather's credit. Also, he's calling her Miss F, just like cash.
Yeah.
He don't know her.
First letter basis.
He don't know her. And she's a doctor. Thank you very much. According to us and not technically Power Rangers.
I know this isn't going to happen, but I do hope that Joel is the first Power Ranger to get fired.
That would be great. That would be real great. He's like, hey, why don't we go out sometime? And she's like, well, he doesn't actually get there because they get a code red called.
He does start to be like, hey, you know, if you're not busy. And she's like, well, I'm always busy.
I'm always busy. I'm a doctor. and he's like, yeah, we can't. And then Captain Mustache comes over his morpher and is like, hey, code red, we got to go. And she does the greatest delivery, this super deadpan, darn.
Oh, shucks.
It's amazing. It's super good. Then we cut to them. He jumps in the car, and then Chad tosses him his jacket because he forgot to grab it. Because you have to have that jacket if you want to do any power ranging.
The jacket actually is what is tapped into the morphin grid.
Oh, it's got morphin fibers in it.
The jacket is the lock, and the morpher is the key.
Oh, I see. Makes a lot of sense. I don't see any evidence otherwise. So you go fight some baddies. There's also, like, a Bat Dracula, which I know sounds redundant.
Yeah, yeah, we cut out, because I think we go to the opening.
Not yet.
No, they... Do they kill the...
They kill Bat Dracula before...
Okay, so we cut from them, like, driving off in the Jeep to them already morphed, like, running out into a business park.
Yeah.
But before we see them, this Bat Dracula just flies across the screen poorly.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
It's, yeah, it's, it was something.
It's a dude on strings.
Yeah, for sure. So he lands and he does the Zelda tile room where he just starts like kicking bricks up at them, and then they pull out their guns and they shoot him and he dies.
He dies just from a regular little group blaster shot.
That's
not
also,
like an altogether big blast. Just like they all shoot him with a gun.
Well, that's how the fire demon from the first episode died, but that was the first episode.
Yeah. Like, they didn't have the new toys yet. Now they have all the new toys. We're not even going to see the swords this episode.
Nope.
Spoiler alert.
Don't need them. So then Dana's like, all right, cool, we won. Wait a minute, I hear something. And there's like a... And up pulls Vipra in Zane's buggy?
Yep.
Like, straight up Zane's buggy.
It does have the addition of little bat wings on the side.
It's got some wingies.
And it's got, like, what is that, like, rotor gun?
Gatling gun.
A Gatling gun.
It's got a Batling gun.
A Batling gun. Does she say the name of this dumb car yet?
Not yet.
Because the name might be dumber than the car itself.
Not yet. She shoots at them, and then we cut to the theme song, and then we come back. And she starts driving at him. Joel's like, I got this. And so he jumps up and he shoots, but it's got a force field around it, so it does nothing. And then he stubs his toe and he does like this flip and gets blasted from the shield from just stubbing his tootsie. And and then she like peels out and she's like, my Vipari is too good for you to beat Power Rangers?
I do think when Joel shoots at her, she goes, ha ha ha.
She does do a ha ha. She's so
something
bad.
Else.
Remember the last episode when I said every time Viper shows up, I'm going to try to say at least one nice thing about her.
Yeah, it can't be the same nice thing.
No, it can't be. And I hope that I can figure out what that is before the end of this episode, because I was trying. I was really trying. So she calls it a Vipari. Later on, Diabolical will call it the Viprari.
Which is when I finally put together what they're trying to play off of.
Ferrari, but it's Vipra's Ferrari.
But it's just Mario Kart.
It is, but she messed it up the first time that she says it.
And every other time she says it. She never says Viprari.
Did she get the wrong script?
No, I don't think so.
So she jets off. She like rockets away. She doesn't leave fire yet, but she's about to hit 88 miles per hour. So like, stay tuned. They jump in. Carter's like, seatbelts. And everybody puts their seatbelts on. That is my favorite thing that people say in kids shows is whenever they get in a car, if they're about to do something like, drive off or do anything real fast, they always go, seatbelts. Because you have to. Like, standards and practices makes you, so you promote, like, driving safety.
Right.
Because you have to wear a seatbelt everywhere except in New Hampshire. Once you turn 18, you don't need seatbelts anymore because it's the Wild West up there. But...
Which is weird because it's the Northeast.
Well, yeah. Well, it's the original Wild West. There's no taxes. There's no helmet laws, no seatbelt laws. You can buy fireworks wherever you want. It's crazy. But in Sequinox, every time we get in Shell's car, I say seatbelts.
I've never noticed that.
I do. I'm getting ahead of standards and practices for when it's a TV show. So they floor it, and they're all, by the way, they're morphed. We do not hear them morph this episode. They do morph a couple times, but we don't see it or hear it. They like chase after her. So she escapes them, and they like stop, and they're like, oh no, we lost her.
It's the weirdest reaction because they round the corner and she's gone. So they don't slow to a stop. They, like, drift hard to a stop.
Well, you gotta stop the coolest you possibly can.
It's like they stop to try to avoid hitting something, but they just stopped like that because nothing was there.
Yeah, but don't worry. She's literally right behind them. She, like, she pulls out of a gas station behind them.
She does just come tootling out. She looks so friggin' silly in this little dumb Viprari.
It's this tiny little... It's literally Zane's buggy.
Yeah.
So then she pulls out her Gatling gun. This is when I wrote down Batling guns, just because, like, It's on a little Viprari, which is like not an easy word to say.
No, I think that might be
why she says Viprari.
Yeah, because she can't say regular words.
So then,
in a convincing way,
she gets ahead of them, or no? I guess she like zooms off a side street, and they turn around and tool after her, and then she hits 88 miles per hour and like rocket. Like there's like fire streaks left where her car was,
and they're purple.
And they're because they're evil fire.
She's a demon. It's the demon fire.
Yep. So then we cut back to base, and they all get out of their like destroyed rover.
Yeah, the way they make it look damaged is they spray paint it with black spray paint.
There's like silver spray paint, and then you do black spray paint over it, so it looks like there's like scorch marks, and then like, oh, it took away the paint under it. It just looks like some punks tagged it.
It just looks like Viper punked them.
Like that's it. Dr. F's like, hey, what's up? And Carter's like, everyone's super bummed. They're like, she just like whooped us. Like we couldn't do anything. Like,
and Dana does say like we had the rover. She called it a rover.
It's a rescue rover.
Rescue
I believe.
Rover? That's got to be a vehicle in Paw Patrol, right?
Yes. 100%.
It has to be.
Yeah. It's
They're obligated.
Be.
I think.
I think so.
But she says they had the defenses up and she blasted right through it. But it did not look...
I mean, it just looks like a car. Yeah.
When she shot them, it just hit the car. There was no, like, shield effect.
Yeah, I don't... Like, there was nothing. I don't know what Dana's talking about. So then there's, like, a little debriefing and they tell Captain about what happened. And Chad's like, I think she was testing us because, like, she just drove circles around us. And Captain's like, yeah, and now she knows that you can't beat her in the rescue rover.
In your car.
Your regular car, which is designed to drive places and that's it.
And, like, carry supplies.
Like, you can't beat her in that. And they're like, uh-oh. Then we cut back.
They're so worried, but it's like, dudes, you have Zords you could probably kick that car into the ocean with.
Right, like, just one of you needs to get in your Zord and have, like bait her with the regular one, and she's driving at you. Just whip the big tanker out, or Kelsey's like front loader,
or just
whatever.
Have Joel like fly over, pick it up.
Yeah, throw her in the ocean. She'll die. She can't go in the water.
Or make the Megazord and just throw her into the sun.
Yeah, you have big cars. Your Zords are literally just big cars. I don't
can fit a freeway of regular cars inside of it.
Like we know why they're doing it.
Well,
but
you have
big cars. So then we cut to the Demon Palace, and they are talking, and Viper's like, my Viprari is so good, it will beat him. And Diabolical's like, yes, the Viprari. And then Bunchy Munch Crunchy Bunch gets a name, but I cannot tell you what it is. I think he said Lopang, but that
right. I heard Lokai. Like, they wanted to name him Loki, but, like, couldn't.
Well, he's nothing like a Loki. I thought they said Lopang, which is close to Lopan, which is the bad guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Should I look it up, or should we wait?
I think we should never find out unless they say
it
clearly and concisely. Nobody tell us, please. So then we cut back to the base, and Dr. Fairweather is working her butt off. Like, she's got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of people doing a lot of things trying to build this something new, and Joel comes down to hit on her more and to like ask her out again, which again she's at work, she's very busy. Joel, read the room, you big dink. So yeah, there's a even worse moment later.
It's
that I feel like is supposed to garner sympathy for Joel, but just makes me hate him.
It made me so mad at him.
So. He's like, yeah, something, blah, blah, blah. She's like, well, I can't, like, I'm building things, like, I'm doing stuff. And then says something, it comes up that she's making a surprise. And he's like,
yeah, well, because he's like, what are you making? And she's like, well, I don't want to tell you, I want it to be a surprise.
And she's like, oh, it's for me. And she's like, in a way.
Sort of.
And he's like, hey, it's a surprise for me. And then he leaves. And then he goes back to the dorm room with the other boys. And he has a picture, a framed photo of her face in his apartment.
Okay, we do get to see the photo.
Oh, we get a lot of shots of this photo.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, it looked like she was a little unassuming, like did not know when she turned around her photo was about to be taken.
She was enjoying a day off.
Because it's like in very bright sunlight, her eyes are in like heavy shadow and a little squinty. She's not like smiling. She's just kind of like, eh.
No, so what happened was...
She turned around and Joel took a picture and ran away.
She was at a park. She's outside in sunlight, like on her day off.
Got out of the ocean for a minute.
And she's just like hanging out. And Joel comes up behind her, reaches around with the disposable camera, snaps a picture and runs to a 1 hour photo place. And he's like, I am going to need an 8x10 of that.
Oh, Lloyd Christmas vomiting gif.
So... They're like, did you ask her out? And he's like, I didn't need to. She's making me a surprise. It's going to be a jetpack. Blah, blah, blah. I'm Joel. Blah, 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 blah.
And this whole time, he's like polishing an apple like an apple.
And he, Chad says, oh, I wish I had your luck with girls. And I was like, Chad, shut up right now.
What I was hoping is that like Carter and Chad were like, you are a delusional idiot. Carter, I think, was. But like when we get farther into the episode, Chad kind of wasn't.
I think Chad might be stupid. I don't know enough about Chad, but I think Chad might accidentally be stupid.
If all we have to go on is this episode, Chad might be stupid.
Now, that remains to be seen. Obviously, he's very good at a lot of things. He has a lot of very good qualities. He's good at doing his wet stunts.
Yeah, when they were fighting the baddies during the opening.
Yeah, in the opening fight.
He did some nice fancy footwork.
He has like, some educated feet.
His whole fight scene was him kicking and stomping and doing like foot stuff.
It was real good. And also, maybe he's stupid.
He also might be kind of stupid.
We don't know.
Stay tuned.
We'll find out. And trust me, you'll be the first to know once we get to the bottom of this. But then, mercifully, another code red is called. It's good for us. It's bad for the people who were, I guess, run over by Viper's car.
Also shot?
Definitely shot. We cut back to a park that is, like, destroyed. And there's a bunch of people, like, laying on the ground moaning. And so they pull up in their rescue rover, and they're, like, helping people, and, like, Dana, like, grabs someone and, like, pulls them out from under wreckage or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, what happened? Oh, my God. Is everyone okay? Like, what do you need help? And then the smoke cleared. It's actually a pretty cool shot. Oh, here's my nice thing. She was in a really good shot. That reveal of her in the car.
Yeah.
The buggy still sucks, but at least she looked cool in that one shot of it when the smoke clears and she's behind
she
it.
She winks and nudges her head this way.
Yeah, she does a follow me, boy. And they, so Carter jumps in his car in the rover and speeds off after her, which he knows won't catch her.
But he thinks he can do it.
Maybe he can do it this time.
Because he even says, like, I got you this time, and, like, floors it more.
He did not have her.
No, he is gaining on her a little bit, but then she, like, flips the NOS.
Yeah, she hits NOS. This is from 2000, so this is 1 year before Fast and Furious, so I think... People made Fast and Furious big Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue fans.
Seems that way.
That's all I'm saying. We got back to the lab, and Carter is explaining to Captain Mustache that she's just too fast, too furious, and I don't know what to do. And Captain is like, oh, don't worry. Next time you see her, she's going to be in for a surprise. And then Dr. Fairweather's like, hey, we're ready. Bring everybody down to the vehicle dock, bay, whatever it's called. So they all go down there, and Joel hears this on, I think, Chad, or no, he just hears it over his communicator, and he thinks it's for him. He's like, oh, my surprise is ready.
She's going to reveal my surprise in front of everybody.
In front of everybody. I'm Chad. And so he runs out. They all run out, and they get there. Chad's there. Everyone's there. Joel is last. And Dr. Fairweather says something that I really liked. I don't know if, like, I feel like this can be read as cheesy, but I didn't read it that way. She's like, sometimes my job gets very personal. This is one of those times.
And we do get a shot of Joel being like, it's because she loves
me. It's not.
No, it's not that.
It's actually not, Joel. It's because they shot her car that she made, and she hates that about her. So she reveals the light speed cycles. And they are motorcycles, and they are pretty cool looking. And my favorite thing about them is the first one you see is a yellow one, so you know the girls get them.
Yep.
Which is good.
They do. They're very, like, bulky motorcycles, but they do look like a police motorcycle.
The front of them definitely has that, like, police shield, like, look to
and
them.
And where, like, I guess the windshield would be. It's, like, down in the big top part. There's, like, a light, like a siren light,
yeah,
that flashes when they're like driving it later.
Yep.
which is a nice touch.
There's also two like little blasters on the side because Power Ranger.
Well, they do need to shoot bad guys.
Obviously. And Joel is so mad that the surprise is also for other people.
He definitely looks mad. He's about to cry.
He is so upset at this. Joel's a fuckboy.
Yeah. Yes.
So
absolutely.
If you'll recall from last season, I have a new stance on Power Rangers, and that is that all the Power Rangers are bi. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Except Joel. There's no way Joel isn't straight. Only a straight guy would be this mad that there is a gift for other people too.
Yeah. I hate Joel.
I hate him so much.
I think Chad says something. Oh no, Chad is about to say to Miss Fairweather, because Joel is like visibly upset.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Do you not like them, Joel?" And then Chad's about to be like, "Well, he thought you just made him one.
He thought you were going to make him a jetpack." And he stomps on Chad's foot. He's like, "Sorry, Chad. What a peckerhead."
I'm genuinely surprised that he did not run away.
Right?
And, like, the Power Rangers had to go start the fight without him while he sulked in the park and, like, walked by a bunch of happy couples.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a less delicate writer would have done that, maybe. But then there's another Code Red, and it's not a regular... Code Red is, like, when there's, like, civilian damage. I think this is, like, a monster attack.
Yeah.
I think it's... I don't think he says Code Red. But there's a monster attack. So we cut to morphed footage, like, Sentai footage of them fighting a monster. Carter immediately gets, like, backhanded by... Oh, by the way, we did see... back in the palace scene, they pulled out a Yu-Gi-Oh card, made a big elephant.
Oh, yeah, because Sherlock Holmes.
That's him.
Was like, "Your dumb toy car isn't going to beat the Power Rangers. My monster card will."
And right.
He throws it in the fire. And well, Drillbur throws it in the fire.
Throws it in the fire. Its name is Elastomp?
Elastomp is what I heard.
I think that's what it is. That's also what I heard. So consensus is Elastomp. And... it's an elephant that's green and has feet. Like
that it stomps.
It stomps on him.
I think it's a pretty cool looking elephant monster.
It looks pretty neat. I got a little spoil on elephant monsters because there's a Jetman episode with like a time travel elephant and it's awesome. And everything else has to live up to that standard. But this is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
They fight and before he does anything, he dips his nose in the ground.
Yeah, he's like, "First, I'm going to hit you with a trunk spelunker."
Yep.
Hmm.
Yo, you want a quake steak, so this is what you...
You're right.
This is what you get.
Yeah, I don't know what else you call it. Maybe you don't have to incorporate trunk into it.
Well, he uses exclusively his trunk for this attack.
It's weird that he's an Elastomp, and but the attack he does is put his nose in the ground and blow boogers up at you.
Yeah, I looked down while I was writing Trunks Blunder. I don't know what happened. I don't know what
did. He puts his trunk in the ground and it makes like an earthquake that knocks the Rangers down. And then he turns and makes an earthquake at the city that knocks a building down.
Jeepers Christmas. Mariner Bay is in. In a minute, we will see Vipra level the city.
She lights the city up.
It's bonkers. So they call in the rescue bird. There's like a little fight. There's nothing major. They call in the rescue bird and they kill Elastomp.
That's it. They just burned through two monsters.
Two monsters, no Zords this episode, because this one is all about selling that new cool Vipari, or Vipari, depending on who you ask.
And also Lightspeed Cycles.
And the Lightspeed Cycles. That,
those are the hot new toy this episode.
That's probably more correct. So then, we see her, like, shoot the city down with just her battling gun, and then... the Lightspeed Cycles come out, and she's like, "Uh-oh. Actually, you know what? Doesn't matter, because my Vipari will get you, Power Rangers."
They come through the smoke, and there's like an out-of-focus shot where she's like, "What's that?" And then they come into view, and she's like, "Rangers!" Because she's the worst.
Guys, I think Vipra is really bad, and
Vipra is really bad, actually.
I'm sad about it.
She could be so cool.
Like, if we look at this, let's look at the string of people you can see their faces of villains.
Yeah.
Like, specifically lady villains. Going backwards, there's Trakina, who ruled. There was Astronema, who ruled. There was Divatox who ruled. This is the combo breaker.
Before that, there was Scorpina who ruled.
Scorpina who ruled.
And Rita's fine.
Rita,
but see, she was the first, so that doesn't break your combo.
Yeah, exactly. And like, also, she was like the big. And also, I mean, well, so was Trickina Formosa and Astronema. Rita, so.
Like the footage match, Rita does good stuff.
Yeah, once you get into new stuff, Rita, that's you're a little dicey. But it doesn't matter because again, that was the first. But like, Vipra is super bad at talking.
Yeah.
Like so. A couple of years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, there was a WWE pay-per-view called TLC, and they had on the roster at the time two little people, it was Hornswoggle and El Torito.
Oh, no.
El Torito.
I forgot about this.
Who is Masquerita Dorada, one of the greatest wrestlers ever. He's super good. They fought in what they called a WLCC match. Sorry, a WLC. A WLC match. I say WLCC because the announcer they hired. So there was like they had Mini King and Mini JR, not JR, Mini.
Yeah,
Cole.
This whole thing had, is like.
It's really bad.
It's real gross.
It's really bad. Everybody was like little people for this match. Like the commentators were, the ref was, the announcer was. And the announcer, I just want to point like a particular spotlight at. I don't think he's ever spoke out loud before in his life. He was super duper bad. But I say that to say that I also don't think Vipra ever talked before getting this role.
No.
Because she can't say things in a human way.
It's just so, it's so bad because everybody else in the season is good.
They're not like spectacular actors. Like Kelsey's not great. Chad's not great. Carter and Dana are pretty good. Joel is good at what he's doing. Captain Mustache and Dr. Fairweather are pretty good. Like no one's like spectacular, right?
Yeah, no one's winning any awards.
Yeah, no, like Amy Jo Johnson is not on this season, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and next season you will see the difference on the team up, like how much better the actors are. And that's, you know, they're pretty good in this season. She's just so far behind them that it's distracting.
It's crazy.
Like, I kind of want to never talk about it again, but I don't think I'll be able to do that.
I don't think, because every time I think when we're going to be like, all right, this is peak Vipra. This is as bad as she gets.
Yeah.
She's going to do something else.
It's not. I wrote one thing down that she says that is a bad line to say, and that's not her fault, but she could not save it with her delivery. So they run at her and they wear her shields down, so like they like pull up on either side and shoot her with their guns. They love shooting guns, their blasters this season. It's a very blaster heavy season so far. So they wear it down a little bit, and then that's Kelsey and Dana do that, and then Chad,
they do, when did they do this, they did a move at some point where the other four Rangers lift Dana up and hurl her like a lawn dart. And then she shoots whatever they threw her at.
Was that in the very beginning?
It might have been the very beginning.
I think that was the very beginning. Because again, Morph Dana rules school.
Yeah. She's the leader of the team. They just won't tell you that.
It's very good. But yeah, so then Joel and Chad get up on either side of her and shoot her. Or maybe they like do some, I don't know. They shoot her some way. I don't remember exactly what they do. And then Carter like plays chicken. And they're running at each other, shooting, or driving at each other, shooting their, like, blasters from their vehicles. And they are shooting each other's lasers, which is really cool. And they're, like, flying off in every direction.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty good. And then Carter pulls out his gun and shoots her because the shields are down enough. And she, like, spins out and says, they say, I hope you've learned your lesson.
Oh, no.
And she says, oh, I've learned, but you'll wish you hadn't taught me. And then disappears. Now, that's a bad. I understand writing that line and being happy about yourself. Because on first blush, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, let someone else read it before you put it out that way, though.
Yeah, it's not that it's an incorrect. Like, there's nothing, like, fundamentally flawed with the line. It's just kind of dumb. It's just not a very good line. So then we cut back to the actual lab, not the Lightspeed Aquabase, the lab inside the lab. And Joel is back and he's asking for a private lesson on the
Yeah, because it's a very the light speed cycles are very cool and very complex, and maybe we can go out and you can show me how they work.
And she's like, Joel, are you asking me out on a date? And in the background,
she said, this is actually a really good line, because she like gets in his face and she's like, unless my calculations are wrong, and they never are.
They never are.
You're asking me on a date.
And he's like, well,
in the background, Dana like walks out from behind a corner and it just backs up behind it.
It is such a good background gag. They do cut to a shot of her afterwards. I wish they didn't.
Yeah.
I wish they just let her be like, oh, I shouldn't be here. And then take a step back. But it's important that you know Dana is there for a second from now. He says like, yeah, so what would you say if I did? And she's like, I'd say you're a very charming, handsome Power Ranger, et cetera, et cetera. I forget all the adjectives she gives him. He's like, ah, so you will go out with me? She's like, absolutely not. There's regulation, blah, 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 that says no, absolutely no fraternizing between squad mates. He's like, ah, that's a stupid rule, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, why don't you just take that out for a test drive and just like check it out? And he's like, all right. And he grabs it.
He does say, like, if it wasn't for that rule, we'd have a rockin' time.
And she's like, we paint the town red. And she's like,
but the way she says it is like, you can tell how he would think she means it, but you could also tell that she is definitely like, please leave me alone.
Well, what I like about it is that it is, and I don't like that she has to do this, but I like that this is how they are playing it, is that she is appeasing him, but also like in a way that it won't make him like even pissier, so that he like ruins being a Power Ranger for everyone else.
He is gross.
He's so
a hashtag nice guy.
Yeah,
and I hate him so much.
Garbage. So then he gets on the bike and like, you know, wheels it out. And Dana comes around the corner. She's like, "There is no regulation that." And she's like, "Maybe there should be." And then we get one shot of Joel riding on the motorcycle and he does Judd Nelson Breakfast Club fist. To end the episode.
Yeah.
So that's the end.
That's it. That's a wrap. Hopefully this flirtatious subplot is dead.
I would love that more than life itself.
You told the story. Please get away from
it.
Yep. I swear to God, if he gets the girl in this season, I will worst it. Whenever it happens, I will worst it.
Same. But speaking of, you started, so I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is that shot of Dana in the background. There's a lot of good things in this episode. That one made me laugh out loud.
That
for
was
real.
Very funny. She's like, oh,
just like,
get out of here.
Because she hears like date and she's like, they don't need me here. Just takes 2 steps back. It's real good.
I think I did really like the where they lift Dana up and throw her at the bad guy so she can, I guess, shoot a bullet faster.
Yeah.
Because if you are moving forward and then you shoot a bullet,
the bullet is moving
double
forward.
The bullet is
forward.
Moving that much faster.
Yeah. That's so how you can curve the bullet.
More powerful.
Yes.
But I think I like Carter and Viper's chicken laser show.
That was also very good.
Better than that. So I'm going to best that.
Okay. I'm still besting Dana in the background. That was a very good gag. The worst is Joel.
Pissy Joel. Especially Pissy Joel.
Specifically Pissy Joel.
Oh, you mean
Joel.
Everyone got presents?
What a dink.
So yeah, good job, Viper. You got out of this one.
Yeah. that's all she needs is just to not be the actual worst. She's like a good baseline worst. And the MVP for me is Dr. Fairweather.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously. The only thing left we have to do is to rank this episode. So we got 5 on here. The lowest one is Trial by Fire, which is the Carter paintballs too hard and doesn't see a gasoline tank, and Captain's a little... I think that might be better. I think this might be the new worst.
I think Joel might drag this one below that, kicking and screaming.
Because there's like 3 pillars of this episode, right? There is Viper, there is Joel, and there is Dr. Fairweather, and there's only so much Dr. Fairweather can do.
Yeah.
And the other two parts are... Not great.
They burned through 2 monsters for no reason. I think they could have just been chasing Viper in her go-kart for the whole episode.
They did not need that second monster. They could have figured out a third fight that, like, before the cycles are ready.
Right.
Like, something. But yeah, I don't think they needed to burn 2 monsters.
No, that's crazy. Like, just have the first monster get away in the open, and then they can kill it instead of having to burn another monster. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's I know in the next season they're because they have like 40-ish episodes. It's not a very, very long season, so they have a lot of extra Sentai episodes. So they end up burning some in the beginning of episodes, but like then there's still a whole, you know,
right.
thing with the other monsters. But just like they have to catch these monsters, and there's just like a couple they can do in the beginning because they're not going to use them otherwise. So I like that. I just don't know why they did two.
And plus, it makes the monsters just look like punks. You're just killing them with blasters.
Yeah, so like Benjamin Cumberbatch is pretty bad at monsters, I would say.
It seems like his cards are probably common to uncommon at best.
Yeah, they're not great. They don't even have effects on them. They're just normal monster cards.
They can't even like get big.
I'm saying this is the lowest on the list so far.
I would agree with that.
All right, so coming in at number six, below everything else, Wheels of Destruction. And that's going to do it for us. This is probably going to be a shorter episode because we definitely did talk about Bridge of Dragons before, like we started recording again after we watched the episode. And we did talk about Bridge of Dragons for solid 5 or 6 minutes. So,
yes.
So sorry, this is a little short, but hey, it's Friday. We're letting you get to your stuff that you got later.
Yes, yeah, the weekend, man. Enjoy it.
It's a freaking weekend. That's 2 R. Kelly references, and I think I'll go to jail if I make a third one. So it's the only good song he ever did. So we will see you on Monday for Cyborg Lightspeed. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Gurgle, huh? All right.